When was the last time you saw a man wear a turtleneck? And don't say your church either.
You ready? Drake from Hotline Bling. No,
what up, what up? We're back.
Oh, man, sorry. Sorry, Isaac, that,
Did you take your quick 20-minute nap through the episode?
Just trying to wake up from the most boring episode ever of The Bachelor. Ever.
The shortest?
Shortest, and oh, man. They seriously spent 15 minutes of just stupid Andy and like, Nick talking.
All right. Andy showed up. Corinne went home. They went to Finland, and Raven's never had an orgasm. So. Peace out.
We're done. That's all. All right. Great. Great pod. Great pod.
I don't even know. Neither one of us watched it live.
No, we both went to the Mavs game.
Both at a Mavericks game here in Dallas. And Zara, Michael's wife, took the Twitter handle.
She took the live tweets to a whole nother level. Her her gift game did not disappoint. So props to Zara for not disappointing. That's for sure.
Must be an Agnew thing.
That's it. We just Twitter fingers.
Yeah.
That's why I married her.
She did good, though.
She did. I was pretty impressed. She did ask me, like, that morning, how do I find gifts? And so I had to give her, like, a tutorial. And then she's like, wait, so how do you find the funny ones? And then I just said, just type random things in and you'll find it. So I was pretty scared, honestly, going into it.
But she did good.
But I didn't, I should never doubt her talents.
Her Twitter talents.
Twitter talents.
It was weird, though, because I didn't know it was going to be just an hour. And
yes.
If I do have a Mavs game on Monday night, my phone usually blows up for a while.
Yeah.
With our Twitter account notifications. Yeah. And it didn't last as long. So I was like, what happened? And then I seen it was just an hour.
Yeah.
So it was weird.
I don't know why it was an hour. Next week it is going to be 3 hours.
But it's not the winner next week, is it?
No. No. They're like combining like the women tell all. With like an hour of, so it's like a 2 hour women tell all plus 1 hour of like other fantasy suites.
Okay. And when's your Disney trip?
The week after. So.
So it is the finale you're going
to miss. Finale is, yes, I lied to you, or Reddit lied to me.
You lied.
Sorry. It was me. So yes, I am going to have to like watch The Bachelor early in the morning whenever I'm looking out at the Disney African Safari Lodge. With the giraffes while I'm watching The Bachelor.
You can phone in and we'll do it over the phone.
Deal.
Make it happen.
Yeah, somehow. Nick will be in Finland, in freezing Finland, and I will be in Orlando in the humidity.
But we all wish we were in Hoxie, according to our Twitter poll.
Somehow. Whatever. Hoxie over Dallas is one of the more confusing things.
It's super weird.
Don't get it.
So, Andy, the episode starts, and Andy is in Nick's hotel room, condo, in New York City.
Yeah. She, like, knocks on the door. I'm sure Nick is like, ooh, Corinne is back for round two.
Yeah, he's ready.
Maybe something fun can happen, and then opens up the door, and it's Andy.
Round two is definitely not happening with that.
No, not at all. He stands no chance.
Andy's so pretty, though.
She is. She is very similar to Vanessa, bro. Just like watching them, like in all honesty, they would just dominate me. Like I could not marry them. They would. I would just be scared.
She has that like control the room power.
She really does, and I just can't handle that. As like a small man, there isn't lots of like dominating the room energy that I bring off, and so having a very
dominant woman like that.
Yeah, I mean, they're awesome for sure. But.
She had a few things that she said. I don't have it completely figured out or written down, but she did make a joke, a savage joke to Nick of, he's like, I have four girls, and she said, oh, they stuck around this long?
Boom.
And I was like, oh, man.
Boom.
Because that's really what we've kind of thought, like, some of them might go home before now.
Yeah, exactly. Somehow Vanessa has stuck it out.
Because I don't guess he has had anybody leave out of their choice.
Not from their own choice.
I feel like every season has at least like one, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, at Dom did kind of like kamikaze herself. Like she
that don't count.
But that was the only one, though.
Yeah. No, I can't think of any. We thought Vanessa might.
Yeah. Well, basically, this whole episode, or this whole, like, 15-minute segment was just really funny. Because the reason that there is tension with Nick and Andy is because Nick says the quote, "Why would you make love to me if you didn't really love me?" So, like, he makes it to, like, final two, and they do the fantasy suite thing, and then they obviously are intimate together, and Nick says, "Why would we be intimate together if you didn't love me?"
Yeah.
Now Nick is in this exact same position with three other girls.
You know, it's going to be really awkward if he takes Rachel to the fantasy suite. Because we know it doesn't work out.
Because we know that it's not going to work out.
And we're like, no, don't do it, Rachel.
Yeah, don't do it. Oh, bro.
But anyway, I thought it was kind of funny that Nick views the contest or The Bachelor as the last man standing. He said that. And I'm like, bro, the fact that you like...
That this is like
are,
some like
are thinking it about it like that. Yes. Like, oh, whoever, I just don't want to get engaged to whoever's just the last man standing.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, bro. Like, you're supposed to be trying to fall in love.
Well, like, yeah, he did like throw out that potential of like, he wouldn't actually choose somebody or something like that. And I'm like, Nick, there's no way.
Or he threw out the possibility too of not sleeping with the women. Or like, he doesn't know yet if he wants to or not.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure, Nick. You're the guy who is, not happening.
Do you have anything else about Andy? No. It was just kind of a dumb...
No, I heard that she's starting to write her second book. And that's why I think that she showed up. What if?
Oh, no.
She was going to be on Bachelor in Paradise, bro.
Andy. I mean, I would be down.
You would?
Yeah.
Because I don't know, like.
It's kind of weird.
That would be weird. I think that she would take over the game and, like.
She can take over the game.
Man, it would just be bad.
Just bring her and D-Lo.
Every dude would be like, forget all of these other women. I'm going just for Andy.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering, because if she hadn't have like shown up, at least now we've like seen her and we have some kind of like connection with her. I don't know. That's just me just thinking.
What was
that.
The point of her showing up?
There was none.
Is there an underlying thing of the Bachelor world wanting to bring her back? To like resurface her face to put her fresh on our minds.
I think my only theory is Nick could have been seen as a hypocrite by sleeping with these three women. Whenever with Andy, he got his feelings hurt because she slept with him.
And Andy gives her like woman approval.
And so Andy like washes her hands. She says, hey, go for it. This is my feminist rant.
Yeah.
Do what you want.
Yeah.
As long as y'all are consenting.
So basically they needed somebody to make Nick look better.
Yeah.
Because he already looks...
He's already bottom of the barrel.
Yeah. And so then, yeah. The Andy stuff was just weird and didn't enjoy it.
Yeah, it took two whole commercial break segments. Like, it wasn't... We got a third of the way through the episode and the girls are still freezing, standing there waiting for the rose ceremony.
Considering it was only, like, five commercials and she took two of them.
Yeah.
Then that was...
Exactly.
Speaking of that... Why did they choose to have a rose ceremony during, like, Hurricane Katrina?
In, like, the freezing tundra?
Yeah, and, like, the wind was just... Their hair was...
It was awful.
Everywhere, and...
Yeah.
Like, you look miserable standing up there.
I guess, like, they weren't in Finland yet. Were
no,
were
they're in
they?
New York.
Oh, that's weird, dude.
Yeah. And, like, this is the second episode... This is, like... What, the second or third rose ceremony where they've had it in weird conditions?
Yeah.
That one we could see their breath?
Interesting.
Wherever that was at.
You are totally right, yes. And Vanessa and Corinne were not wearing dresses suitable for the freezing cold.
No.
At all.
Nope.
Corinne was wearing... Oh, man. I can't even... It was crazy. Both of them were not prepared for the freezing cold weather. Now, Corinne did have, like, this, like, fur minx jacket thing.
Oh,
it
was
coat.
Awesome.
Was pretty impressive. But underneath that was, like, 2 feet of fabric covering up her whole body.
She looked like, I don't know, she's in the mafia or something. And
yeah.
Poor girl. Was there any ounce in your body that felt bad for her?
Yes.
I didn't.
What?
Not one bit.
You have no heart. You have no heart, Isaac. None.
I never thought it was legit. She's just, I don't know.
My theory of Nick trying, of just keeping Corinne for the fantasy suite, I thought was almost as guaranteed as, I don't know, the Cavs winning the championship. And all of a sudden,
oh my God,
something just went awry. I don't even know.
I can't even.
Now, it was awkward. So basically, yeah, he enters, and so the four girls are standing there. And he's like, oh, sorry, girls, to make you stand out in the cold. I was drinking whiskey with my ex-girlfriend in this hotel room.
Yeah.
But now I'm back.
And I thought Rachel would go home because the longer they keep her around, the longer...
I know. It makes me not look forward to next episode.
Like, okay, so now it's between Vanessa and Raven. And I don't know. It takes away a little suspense.
Yeah.
But... I mean, anything, and Nick was wearing the all-black Johnny Cash.
He was looking pretty good.
Yeah, and Corinne went home.
Corinne went home, and I felt bad for her. But then there was, the scene where they're, in, the stairwell area, he is walking her out.
When she turns around, she's like, he says something, and she's like, what, baby? She calls him baby. I'm like,
well, no. he's just, holding her, petting her head, and she's crying, and he's like, don't worry, you did nothing wrong. Right then, it was just kind of creepy. It was a dad consoling his daughter from
because she didn't make this, the soccer team.
Yes.
You did nothing wrong, honey. Yes. It, too bad you suck at soccer. You did nothing wrong.
Yes. Their age hasn't really been a thing that I focused on until that moment. Right then I realized, Nick, you're 36 and she's...
It was her uncle.
Yes.
And yeah, it was a weird moment, and it was really weird. I don't know, it was really weird. She got into the car, and that's when she was like, I'm done worshiping men.
Yes.
Okay.
Corinne had the greatest kind of progression of being completely sober to just passing out drunk in a 30-second time period. They did these different cuts of her in the limo.
She had a glass.
And yes, she did. And each time she just got, her speech was being slurred more, and she was becoming sleepier every shot. It was super funny.
She's like, I just want to go to sleep. Okay.
And then, by the end, she was passing out. Which makes you know that Corinne was drunk the whole season, because that's why she was sleeping the whole time.
Or ABC made it happen.
What does that mean?
I'll get to it in my ABC moment.
Ooh, all right.
So then we have the end of the episode.
They go to Finland.
The other half, I guess. They do go to Finland, which it looks super. I would enjoy it because I love cold weather, and I think snow is
Wait, what?
I do. I love cold weather, and I think snow is beautiful. So I think it would be the awesome to go there.
It's beautiful for 5 minutes and then it's awful. I just feel sick the whole time. I just feel cold, my nose is running.
He looks like he's gonna be able to feed caribou and see the northern lights. It just looks so cool.
Oh yes, that would be very cool.
Yeah,
but man, being cold just sucks.
I mean, if you have turtlenecks.
Oh, Nick's turtleneck is a game changer.
When was the last time you saw a man wear a turtleneck? And don't say your church either.
You ready? Drake from Hotline Bling. No, that's why. That is what he looked like. He looked like Drake from the Hotline Bling video.
Oh my gosh. I didn't even think about that. Now I can just picture Nick doing the dance.
Yeah, but no, there is no reason. There were numerous times where Nick is pulling at the collar,
noticeably.
Yeah, he just looked uncomfortable.
He looked like he was almost on crack because he was pulling the sweater out, scratching his neck, himself.
Yeah,
why am I here with you, Raven? And
it was so bad, bro.
So yeah, there was literally no suspense on first date or anything. It just shows him at a chopper in the snow. I'm gonna take Raven on the first date because I need to know her feelings.
Yeah,
I forgot where'd they go? A pub.
Yeah, then they went to like some bar.
Solid date, bro.
And they took shots together.
Yeah.
And Raven just looked in pain. Like, she like did not enjoy doing that. And then they played darts with those weird beard.
Those two drunk dudes?
With like those bearded Russian guys, or I guess Finland guys.
Finland Knights.
Yeah, and then he like holds Raven like she's up and like she's like a dart and does the little thing. Like,
she also calls him Nicholas, which I was ooh, Saint Nick.
Oh, interesting.
Trying to think. She also has a one-liner. It's like, never in a million years would I think I would be going from Hoxie to Finland. I'm like, actually, I think a million years is a pretty good estimation. Yeah, like, exactly. You would never believe that.
No.
Growing up in Hoxie, you'd be in Finland on The Bachelor. But
so, yeah, and they kept building up Raven telling Nick that she loves him. And I swear, bro, she told him that she loved him.
Yeah,
at Skateland or like the Haunted Mansion.
I agree.
Or like something like that.
Why do they keep on building this up like we've never seen it?
Yeah. She said it one time.
She was the first girl.
Yeah.
I don't understand why they've been trying to build this up. And I think that was genuine. It was one of
the best I love you speeches that I've heard.
Yeah, it was great. And like, they felt really uncomfortable because they were in this tiny little cabin and like, you could even see him looking at the cameraman a few times, like, okay, this is kind of awkward and weird. Yes. I swear she took like 30 drinks out of that glass.
Dude, she had her liquid courage like gripped. She was
I was like, girl, you have to be feeling it.
Yeah.
Like, you've took so many sips.
Yeah, no, and I was watching it with some other guys since we didn't watch it, watching it with three other dudes. That's not the lamest thing I've ever done. But we were watching it, and Raven's line, though, of like, my dad has prayed my whole life that I would fall in love with someone and that would be easy. And with you, Nick, it just feels easy to fall in love with you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, that was a good line. Like,
yeah, it was a good line.
I mean, that was like rom-com.
That was like the line right before she said she's never had an orgasm.
Yes, that was...
What?
Raven's mom just must have been...
There's so much stuff that is on my mind I want to say about that. But I'm sure not all of it
can be said right now.
there's so much that it like takes processing. But if there's one loser of this whole entire episode, it is the ex-boyfriend.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
Because so we already know he cheated on her.
Yep.
And we've heard that whole story earlier in the season.
Yep.
And she basically hit him with a stiletto.
That story was so bad that it got censored in Central Arkansas. ABC went to a commercial break instead because that story was so bad.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And then this episode, she calls him a drunk. Like, in the conversation with Nick, she's like, hey, he was always drinking, you know, all this stuff.
Yeah.
And then the orgasm part.
Yep.
And, like, I pose, okay, I'm not trying to say anything about Raven because the target is always, like, I mean, the target is the dude right now.
Sure.
But here's my thing. You also made a really big point saying that you never told the dude you loved him.
Yes, correct.
Okay. This is 2 years. 2 years worth of intimate activity.
Yeah.
And you never told him you loved him. You never did love him.
Yep.
Raven.
So why did you attack him with a stiletto?
Why did you stay? Why are you having sex with a dude that you don't get anything out of it? You know, we're not even talking about marriage. Yeah. Like, guys should be in marriage.
Yeah.
But that he's a drunk and all this stuff. And you didn't even love him.
Yep.
What are you doing?
I just don't get it. I just don't get it. Unless in Hoxie, there's just not very many, like... There's just, like, not, like, a wide pool of, like, eligible guys.
Yeah. Like, it's kind of like the movie Sweet Home Alabama. So she has, like, that guy at home. And now she's, like, big time. And Nick's, like, her, like, Hollywood boyfriend.
Ooh. Yeah. Patrick Swayze. Not Patrick Swayze. Gosh dang it. That was awkward.
Who's the guy? I know who you're talking about. It's the Grey's Anatomy guy.
Yeah. Patrick Dempsey?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what it was.
Yeah, that guy.
McDreamy. All right. Boom. See?
That guy.
I think I just salvaged myself, maybe.
Isn't Patrick Swayze dead?
He was in...
He's a ghost now?
Oh. I was about to say.
That's mean. we did see nothing else on the orgasm part because they made it a big central part of the episode.
Yeah.
It's just something you just don't talk about on it.
No. Like, why?
No. It's just weird as heck.
Yeah. And Nick, so she says that. Then there's like the shot of Nick, and Nick just like pulls at his like turtleneck. Yeah. Because he's like, oh crap. So much pressure right now.
For real.
Because
how I react.
Oh, man. Well, that, and obviously they're going to the fantasy suite. And he's like, well, gosh dang it.
Yeah.
Now I have like this. I have
pressure.
Just bad.
Yeah, so he wore the, that's where he broke out the turtleneck, was on that date before the thingy, or before the...
Fantasy suite.
Yeah, fantasy suite. So, which is kind of awkward, fantasy suite, because... The windows went high.
I'm not about it, bro.
Like, if the windows were higher and then you could see the northern lights, it would be cool. But those windows kind of cut off, like, a little bit over bed level.
Yes,
so.
100%. Like, the caribou are watching you.
Yeah.
I mean, fantasy suite.
I would be kind of weird to doubt.
No, couldn't focus.
But I guess, I don't know. Nick's pretty confident, so.
Maybe. Oh, man. Yeah.
That was it.
That was it. Then it's all like, over.
The over part was literally could be the best part of the whole episode when the show was going off. Nick Balboa?
Oh, my goodness. That was the most cringeworthy scene, dude.
That was so bad. Like, Nick didn't even try to, like, play it off.
No.
Like, I thought he would sometimes, like, laugh or something like that.
He was so serious.
He had a serious face, doing all these workouts in the snow, literally like it was Rocky.
Yeah.
Going to Russia to train.
And he, like, had that, like, tree branch, like, over his shoulders. And
that tree branch weighs, like, 4 pounds.
Just be real, dude. I can go to my backyard and find a bigger tree branch.
I play fetch with my dog with that stick. Like,
yeah.
I mean, come on. That's not even.
So, yeah, that was just embarrassing.
Yeah.
And then that's it.
That's literally it.
That's the episode.
For the episode. The preview. Man, I'm trying to think if I remember the preview for
next week.
I don't think I do remember the preview.
No, well. It's going to be the Rachel and Vanessa date.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. Like, you don't really know how that's going to turn out.
Yeah. And Rachel is just going to be weird because we know that she doesn't, like stick around. So either they're just not going to do the fantasy suite.
Superpower move would be her leaving on her own.
Yes.
Like, that would be awesome for the show.
Yeah.
Awesome move for her going into Bachelorette and all this stuff.
Yeah.
Sucky move would be her sleeping with him and then him sending her home.
Yeah.
Man, that would...
Well, she still hasn't told him that she loves him yet. So that could be part of it, too. Like, maybe he's like, hey, here's the fantasy suite, but do you really love me? And she's like, actually, no, I don't.
That would be awesome.
And then the tides turn.
He's like, okay, I'll just go sleep with Vanessa now.
Yep, basically.
Huh.
I mean, that whole thing, who has the first, second, or third fantasy suite date is kind of very important.
It's important. I feel like we've talked about it before, if you would rather be first or rather be last.
Yeah. Not second, that's for sure.
No, not second.
Definitely not second.
So.
I think I'd want to be first, bro.
I think I would be last.
I'd want to be first. Man, I can't even imagine.
Yeah, that's true.
And, like, how many days are in between the fantasy C-suite?
Yeah, that's a big one.
I mean, like...
Yeah.
You
That's definitely a big one. There's a lot of other variables.
This show is just so creepy. Like, if you, like, think about it. It is freaking creepy.
If what we... They play on to happen in the fantasy suite happens every time.
Yeah.
Because you don't
really. Whereas, like, Sean Lowe, he said that he didn't sleep with any of the girls during his fantasy suite. Not being, like, a Christian dude, like, maybe that's true. Hopefully that's true.
Yeah.
Even, like, with Catherine.
Huh.
But, yeah, like, that's super awkward. If like, you, like, end up marrying this guy... And then you see him and his ex-girlfriend both beaming and smiling after their fantasy suite date.
The next morning.
Like, hey, guess what? 3 days later, I was with you. And
I proposed, and we're good now.
Oh, man.
ABC moment.
The stupid Andy part.
Yeah.
Like that. They could have not had Andy, and then we could have gotten the Rachel date.
That's true.
And it would have been great.
Anything besides.
Yeah. But even like last episode, they built it up. There was like this cliffhanger. Like it could have been Vanessa going to his hotel room.
Saying bye.
And it was stupid. It was just Andy. What's yours?
Mine is everything with Corinne.
Whoa.
I think it's all ABC based.
Lies.
I think everything was full of crap.
What?
Her staying this whole time.
What?
Even her exit. Like, if you watch her face in some of these exits and, like, when she was exiting, like, in this episode.
Nope.
Like, there was a few times where I swear she was smiling. Like, Nick's face, it wasn't, like, you see in the past seasons when, like, Chris Soule sends somebody home. Anybody that sends somebody home at this point, they're crying.
Yeah.
And if we know anything about Nick, he likes to cry.
Yeah.
His emotion didn't cry.
Hmm.
Like, I think that it was just all full of crap. Like, she was the entertainment. She was the quote person.
Yeah.
She was the, she made people watch the season a lot.
But, dude.
I don't buy
her hometown date and him, they just jive so well.
Yeah, and I think it was the ABC of like, hey, keep her around. And Nick's like, okay, she's fun. And she was on board with it too.
Yeah.
And we'll have some fun with it. And I don't buy any of it.
I'm telling you, real life couple, Nick and Corinne would be the best. Real life couple.
I don't know if he was ever... I don't know. I never saw the connection he had with Corinne like he had with like Rachel, like he had with Raven. Like I felt like this was the first time all season long that I said Raven has a really good shot at winning.
Yeah.
I never said that with Corinne. Like it was always just playful. It was always just
like it was raw and adventurous, which is what he wants though.
Oh, exactly what he wants.
I actually take that back. If I hadn't have known that Rachel was going home, then they would probably be the best real life couple.
Oh yeah,
because their chemistry is super solid.
Oh yeah, for sure. But yeah, I just didn't buy it. I didn't buy her crying when she left. I didn't buy their little hugging moment.
Their goodbye was weird. Like
I didn't buy her getting in the car and was like, yeah, like okay, we're just gonna give her a bunch of alcohol so she can just get emotional and and leave.
I don't. Maybe she just didn't really. I think that she might have liked him, loved him, whatever. But she wasn't ready to get married, though.
No. Be real. I mean, how many people? Like, how fun would Nick have been if she didn't stick around for a while?
Oh.
I mean, like she made the there was at least a 2 or 3 episodes this whole season. That she dominated.
That it was
if she wasn't
cringe.
There, what on earth?
Yeah.
And then it reached that point to where everybody's like, she's so crazy. How long is she going to stay?
Yeah.
And then it became its own subplot story of, holy crap, does she actually have a shot? Like, and I just don't buy it. And that's my bold prediction.
No, I refuse. I am naive. I believe in true love. And what could have been?
True love between Corinne and Nick.
But what could have been?
I would have watched the TV show if they ever made one.
Corinne just needs her own TV show.
That's true.
Of her just in Miami.
Yeah.
Woo!
Living it up.
I would watch it.
You want to do some buy or sell?
Sure, bring it.
I have 3 buy or sells.
All right.
Every week we do 3 buy or sells where I give Michael 3 things. 3 sentences that he has to agree with, buy, or disagree with, sell. First one, the producers made Raven say what she said about her ex-boyfriend. To add spice to the episode.
I'm saying somehow they convinced her to talk about the orgasm thing.
Yeah.
But the other stuff, no.
Okay.
So I think the orgasm part was not her being natural. Like,
yeah.
I think that they had to kind of like push for that to happen.
Okay.
But I think that she very gladly roasted her ex-boyfriend.
See, I actually think it was all her. I think that she hates her ex-boyfriend so bad.
Yeah.
Like, this was her way. Because if you think about it, the orgasm thing, like, okay, it's super weird you're talking about it.
Yeah.
But it means nothing really about her. Like, I mean,
yeah,
whatever you want to talk about, like, with that.
Sure.
I mean, that's a direct manhood shot towards him.
Yeah.
I mean, that is the biggest, if you're imagining him from his friends
yeah.
to anybody that knows him,
yeah.
like, that's a roast right there. And then combined with it, he cheated on her.
Yeah.
He's a drunk. Like, I mean, she hates that guy.
She does. 100%. She definitely hates
because,
him.
Like, the whole thing, like, being a virgin's one thing. Like,
yeah.
They've, bachelors played with that before.
Yeah.
Of like, okay, I'm a virgin. Because that plays into fantasy suites, whatever. And they've used that before.
Yeah.
You don't ever have to admit what Raven admitted.
Yeah.
And, like, sure. How does that get brought up? To where, like, the Bachelor know, or ABC knows about it, to where they can say, hey, use this as a card. She had to voluntarily bring that up somehow.
Unless, like, she told a producer that one time, and the producer was like, yo, this is gold.
You have to
you
use
have
it.
To say this.
Yeah.
Somehow.
Okay. So, kind of both ways.
I don't know. Now, well, yeah, I do buy it. Raven said she would punch a shark in the nose, so I know that she is definitely savage. So some part of her is.
Buy or sell? He sleeps with all three.
Ooh, buy. I'm buying.
Oh.
It's Nick. Let's just be real. Dude is like the most testosterone filled.
Yeah.
Whoa, man, he is ready to go at any time. Yes, it's Nick.
I want to say false. I want to say sell. I want to hold out hope that he doesn't sleep with Rachel.
Oh well, yeah. Rachel is the only one where it's like a question.
Yeah.
They did take him to a church, so they definitely kind of like put that in play.
Yeah.
And she hasn't said, I love you yet.
And you didn't see any scenes suggesting she was in a fantasy suite. Like, I think in that preview, I feel like I saw Vanessa, like, either sitting in a bed or at least telling him bye. After
well, yeah, she was, like, leaving. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
Rachel, you just saw her sitting on a swing or something.
Mm-hmm. Now, she did have to on two different outfits.
Okay.
But, obviously, she just got to change for, like, her nighttime dinner or
something.
That's
true. Okay. Last one, buy or sell, Raven wins.
No, selling that.
Still selling it.
Still selling
Even at this point, I feel like right now she's the favorite between most people.
I think Vanessa and Nick, if they do end up together, last maybe a year.
Really?
Like, just bad relationship.
She can't handle it.
That's bad. Nick and Raven would have fun, and they could definitely last longer.
Cinderella story.
But you don't send a woman like Vanessa home, bro.
No.
You just don't. I also thought the same thing about D'Lo, and he sent her home very early, but
yes, he did.
Vanessa's on like another planet.
He definitely sent her home.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
Corinne.
Rip.
My girl.
Man.
You will go down as the most entertaining character on The Bachelor, hands down.
In history. There's so, like, we don't even have a list of quotes that this girl used.
No.
This season.
No.
I mean, the natural one that comes out is the platinum. And
the platinum, there was that one time where she smushes her boobs and goes, it's this immature? And that's probably, that is just Corinne. Right there. That's Corinne. That's probably like what I'm going to think of.
The bouncy most. House.
The bouncy castle, yep.
Yep.
The photo shoot, taking off,
oh my
taking
gosh.
Off her top.
In the pool.
Oh my gosh, dude.
Cheese pasta.
She can't clean a spoon. Finding out that she has a nanny.
Yeah, Raquel.
Man.
Raven telling Nick that she has a nanny and how that's worrisome.
Yes. Her refusing to clean up the cow poop and just leaving while all of the other girls are still doing stuff.
Her and Taylor.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
That was, oh, man.
How girls tell all or women tell
women
all.
Women tell all.
Man.
I'm just glad that Corinne's there, bro.
I know.
Like, if she wasn't there, I guess Taylor is, like, the main villain person.
I thought women's tell all came at, no.
No, so there's, like, the after the final rose.
Okay.
And that's whenever, like, Nick and his person come on. And I haven't heard that they're doing that, so. Huh. That's like the rumor is that there won't be one, but I'm not how sure that is.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah.
Huh.
Who knows? But yeah, no, the Women Tell All is going to be very funny.
I hope it gets good.
The Corinne and Taylor drama is going to be epic.
Will Corinne be actually like Corinne, or will she be like normal?
No, she'll be Corinne. Oh, yeah.
Will Raquel be there?
Probably.
Because remember they had Vinny's mom?
They did. You are totally right. You Vinny! Are very right. Yes. Woo! Man, oh, Vinny, the barber. Barber with the worst haircut ever. Dear Lord.
Okay, have you been this excited about Bachelor in Paradise?
Yes, but what's... So basically, it's like... Then Rachel's season, and then Bachelor in Paradise.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, yeah. So
her season will start soon, won't it?
I think, but they. I think Dancing with the Stars is like in between it.
Though. That show sucks.
So Zara loves it. She wants to y'all do a Dancing with the Stars podcast.
Oh my gosh!
But I seriously can't watch that show. I just don't understand.
That's you too, right there.
Unless they have like a Disney night, and then I watch because they dance like Disney songs. But that's the only that's the only thing.
Not about that show.
But Nick is going to be on Dancing with the Stars, though.
There's no way.
No, he is.
The dude can't even dance. I know. He can't even sway back and forth.
I know, but it's...
You're
but,
lying.
No, it's confirmed.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Rashad Jennings, the running back for the Giants.
Is he for real?
Yes.
He don't even have a team.
Yeah.
He got cut.
Well, yeah, like, that's, like, so random. Like
he's, like, the only, like, claim to fame from my school, Liberty.
Really?
Yeah. That's interesting. That's our guy.
No.
And now he got cut.
Well, it's weird they had, like, Antonio Brown on... A few years ago, they had T.O. on one time. They had Jerry Rice on.
Was it Emmitt Smith?
Emmitt Smith, I think was. And then they have Rashad Jennings.
He's not.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. Yeah, Zara showed me a video of all of the people and asked me if I knew any of them. And there was Rashad Jennings and that one gymnast girl.
Simone?
Yeah.
Oh. I like her.
Yeah, so she's on. And then that's all that I knew. I'm like,
yeah. Sucky.
One year they had Bill Nye the Science Guy, and it was legendary.
Oh, Bill.
All right. Well, this is it for the most shortest and boring episode.
Yeah. Next week, I don't know, we should get that one out fairly soon.
Yeah.
Next week. I have a lot to talk about next week.
3 hours worth, dude. I don't even know if I can watch it for 3 hours.
3 hours worth. And then the next week will be on the phone.
Yeah.
After that.
Yeah.
So at least 2 more episodes.
Yeah. And then we got to get the other guys.
Yeah.
I think maybe we will do like our favorite moments of the season.
Okay.
And we'll just recap the whole season.
Yeah. With
the, so like,
two or three other guys.
Yeah.
Have some fun with it.
It'll be good. It'll be good.
All right. That's it.
Peace.
Peace out.
That's it.